This is Current State. I'm Scott Westerman, sitting in for Mark Bayshore. Every Wednesday on the program, we bring you Neighbors in Action, a look at an area organization working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Believe it or not, this is Diaper Needs Awareness Week. So what better time than now to discuss the diaper needs of mid-Michigan families? Mid-Michigan Diaper Bank is a nonprofit that works to provide a reliable and adequate supply of free disposable diapers and incontinence supplies to families in need in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton, and Shiawassee and Ionia counties, a broad swath. They work primarily with agencies who distribute the diapers to those in need. With us today are Teresa Walls, Executive Director of the Mid-Michigan Diaper Bank, and Annie Olson, Community Health Worker at the Pathways to Better Health organization, which is a program of the Ingham County Health Department. Welcome to Current State, guys.
Good morning.
Teresa, what exactly does the Diaper Bank do?
Well, what we do is we try to fill the gap between assistance by providing a reliable and consistent supply of diapers to families in need and adult briefs to adults, children in the Greater Lansing area through our community agencies that we partner with.
It's been a long time since we've had toddlers, but we do have a grandson and he runs through a lot of diapers. What is the cost to put a kid in diapers for a year?
Well, typically it runs, you know, they go through 8 diaper changes a day. So it comes to about $80 per month. So
it's a cable bill.
Yeah, exactly. And so we try to alleviate that expense. Sorry.
And babies aren't the only ones who need diapers. Annie, you work with some of these adults in need. Tell us more about what you do as a community health worker with the Pathways to Better Health team.
Well, I'm a community health worker with Pathways to Better Health, which is a program that the Michigan Public Institute, in partnership with the Michigan Department of Community Health, partnered with several different agencies, including the Ingham County Health Department. And they deploy community health workers into the community to work with adults over the age of 18 who have 2 or more chronic health conditions and are eligible for either Medicaid or Medicare. We do have clients who have financial need and have health issues, and this helps to fill a gap for those people as well. If you can imagine trying to choose between serving food, having a bus token, your personal care supplies like shampoo and cream rinse and things of that nature, and you're off, you know, weighing that out against purchasing some adult briefs and incontinence supplies, that can be a tough choice. And if people don't have those supplies, they can become isolated, and that can lead to depression and other kinds of things. So most people wouldn't necessarily think about these as being that important, but they really are.
And how did you find out about the Mid-Michigan Diaper Bank?
Well, as community health workers, our job is to be aware of the different resources in the community that we can connect these clients to. And Teresa Love, I came into contact with her, and we spread the news amongst our group as to what's available in the community. So we have a lot of different workers that are accessing the supplies.
We have Teresa. Is it Love or Walls? What is your last name?
Walls.
Okay, I was confused there for a moment.
I'm sorry.
Teresa is the executive director of the Mid-Michigan Diaper Bank, and Annie Olson, a community health worker with Pathways to Better Health. We're speaking about the diaper needs of Michigan families and individuals. Teresa, I'm always fascinated by what makes people choose their careers. What brought you here?
Well, I was volunteering at a maternity home, and, you know, as taking care of the babies, I realized the great need for diapers at this agency, you know, a group of babies used during the week. And so I took it upon myself to just try to look for some source to alleviate that agency with this exorbitant expense. And in my search, I discovered that many agencies in our area are challenged with keeping diapers on their shelves for families in need. And also I discovered diaper banks popping up all over the nation, and knowing that we did not have one in our community, I just felt the calling to start one, you know, in our community for people in need.
So you're an entrepreneur. You actually brought this thing up from the ground.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you do that? It's not really easy to just go from point A to point B. What were some of the challenges?
Stepping out, yeah. Like this was definitely out of my comfort zone, speaking to people about things like this. But eventually, we visited the National Diaper Bank Network and, you know, met a lot of great people who have the same desire to help people with this need that does not receive, you know, the families don't receive help for diapers. No, they cannot use their WIC or food stamps, and many adults cannot use their insurance. You know, insurance companies do not cover incontinence supplies. So, you know, taking the plunge after, you know, being encouraged by them and then, you know, applying for all the nonprofit sales, all the lovely paperwork. So here we are.
Did you ever think that you would be an entrepreneur like this?
No, not at all.
Where opportunity meets preparation. Annie, what has the response to MidMichigan Diaper Bank been from the Ingham County Health Department Pathways to Better Health?
Everybody is extremely grateful for the resources that are offered in our community. Probably our largest responsibility to our clients is to get them connected to the things that they need. We also provide some health education around the chronic health conditions that they have. But the response has really been great. I know that there's been several of our workers right at the health department that have called and accessed for their clients.
Any particular story that stands out in your mind about how you've made a difference in someone's life?
Absolutely. I did have a young woman. She was not an elderly woman by any means, and had suffered a surgical accident that rendered her having some pretty severe problems with incontinence. And she was homeless at the time and was purchasing a very, very small quantity at one time, which was very expensive, of the adult briefs, only what she could carry in her backpack at the time. So once we were able to meet a lot of her immediate needs, including housing, we did get her connected with the diaper bank and was able to bring not only the adult briefs for her, but some other supplies as well that caused her supplies to last a little bit longer. She has just been so grateful for what she's been receiving. And then we're working on building up her confidence again in the medical arena to have the courage to go back in and have the medical repair necessary. But in the meantime, this is really building her faith in the people around her that care for her. And I know it's been a combination of things, but she's smiling again, and she wasn't smiling for the first several months that I saw her. So it's really exciting to see the change that something like this can make in someone's life.
Teresa, back in the day when our kids were babies, cloth diapers were an option. Is that still done?
Oh, yes. We don't, you know, people do use cloth diapers, and, you know, it seems like they're growing a surge. And, but unfortunately for some families, like some of our agencies are actually shelters that house more than, you know, half a dozen or, you know, 12, 20 babies at a time. They're not going to use cloth diapers in their facilities. And many families who utilize daycare services have to supply a full supply of diapers, and not very many daycare centers in our area allow children to come in with cloth diapers. And it's very challenging for families when they do not have, you know, personal washing facilities, you know, to, you know, not being able to launder their own diapers as well.
Which is more sustainable, cloth or disposable?
Well, there's a hot debate about that.
Okay, I've asked the key question, right?
Yeah.
This depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah.
From your perspective, do you have a preference?
Well, I think the best diaper is the clean diaper. And if you can do cloth, you know, I definitely, you know, propose to do that. But, you know, it's a struggle for some who
and
lack.
Don't have the infrastructure. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
We've been speaking with Executive Director of MidMichigan Diaper Bank, Teresa Walsh, and Annie Olson, a community health worker with Pathways to Better Health. Teresa and Annie, thank you so much for joining us on Current State today.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.